Cambridge Breakfast
with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Paul Carrick is the former front man of Ace, Squeeze and Mike and the Mechanics. The Sheffield-born singer is appearing at the Corn Exchange on Sunday evening. And I spoke to Paul earlier. I asked him if he changed his style between projects.
I'm basically a sort of a soul guy or a rootsy guy. You know, I love soul music, country music, all that sort of stuff. I think it's more when I've been involved with the other projects, like the bands you've mentioned, that's when it goes off on a little bit of a tangent, probably. It's been a very checkered career, shall we say. A lot of different things.
I notice it's interesting because Wikipedia describes you as a session musician. Well, I think he's not a session musician, or maybe he is. Is it just an extremely good one?
No, I didn't regard myself as a session musician. I mean, I have, over the years, played with a lot of different people and, you know, on a maybe a track or two here, but you know, it was really just anything to keep the wolf from the door, basically. I was very fortunate. I did get to play with a lot of great people that way, but I've always fancied myself as a singer-songwriter, really.
If we go back then, say to the 1970s, I know. You did work beforehand. First time I remember you would be with Ace and how long at the track. Well, what were your expectations when you started out?
When I started out, I was still playing in a semi-pro band when I was at school, you know, and I left 15, 16, and just went out on the road, and the object was to just survive, really.
Yeah.
And not have a proper job. Just to get out there on the road and play gigs. So, it was pretty slim pickings. And when we started with Ace, we were just really playing for fun, you know, playing around the pubs in London and what have you. Managed to get a little record deal with a small label and had that one big hit, you know, How Long, which is, it's a song I still do all the time now.
So when How Long charted and you were maybe had thoughts about what you might be able to do with a career as a musician, did you then think that you might be able to survive and not have that proper job with the longevity that it might bring?
Well, it did give us a glimmer of hope, and it was a foot in the door, you know. We got to do some fantastic things, like we toured America and all that sort of stuff, which was just amazing back in those days. So that was all good, and I think it certainly confirmed to me in some respects that I was, you know, I was a singer-songwriter.
Yeah, it struck me though, looking through the people you'd work with, mentioned Squeeze and Mike the Mechanics, of course, but I never knew you were involved with Roxy Music.
Only as a keyboard player, obviously. They had the vocals covered. Yeah, that was one of those things that came out of the blue when I was sort of dabbling with the session situation. Really, as I say, I saw it as a way of progressing. I mean, I'm a self-taught musician, and a lot of my peers and the guys who I thought were really good players in London, that's what they did. They did a lot of sessions. There was a lot of session work back then. Things have changed quite a lot now. There isn't that kind of work. Yeah, one of the things I got to do was play on a few Roxy albums, Flesh and Blood, Manifesto, Avalon, and I went on the road with them as well, which was great fun. But yeah, it was completely different to, you know, Ace, who were just, you know, lazy old scruffy hippies, basically, and be part of the glam rock scene was quite fun.
How's the touring changed? Because, you know, 40-plus years on, you're in the middle of a fairly lengthy tour which comes to Cambridge on Sunday evening. Has anything changed?
Certainly has for me. You know, it's a little more comfortable, and there's still a lot of miles to be done. It's kind of come full circle in a way, in that playing live is the lifeblood of a lot of musicians, a lot of artists, which is the way I think it should be.
Now, because of all the streaming and the availability of music just absolutely everywhere, it's artists old and new?
Well, I think it's amazing, fantastic actually, that people do seem to have the appetite for live music. People are going to concerts, which I find incredible because, you know, to leave the comfort of your home and all the facilities and all the wonderful television and all that stuff. I think it's fantastic that people still want to experience the live thing. the real thing, you know.
I'd like to talk about the new album a little bit, specifically the lyrics. And it's been described to me as being the subject matter they're writing about now is a lot different to what it might have been in those Ace days, or even for that matter with the days of Squeeze and Mike and the Mechanics. It's still, you know, 20 years on.
Yeah, well, there's a bit more of a story there. I mean, there's plenty more miles on the clock. And, you know, I've been very fortunate. I've had a interesting career. I mean, it's not always been easy. You know, it's always been an insecure sort of thing to be involved with music, you know. So, but, I've always also had a family life. I've brought up four fantastic kids, one of whom is actually in my band. My second son, Jack, is in my band.
Great.
And that's where I'm at now. You know, I mean, I'm appreciative that I've had an interesting life. I've been all over the place, met a lot of people. I've done something that I love. As I say, not always been easy.
The new single, which we'll hear in a moment or two, Dig Deep, do you think that's typical of the subject matter?
I wouldn't say it was typical, because that's quite a melancholy sort of vibe to it, that song. The lyric, actually, is by Chris Difford.
Ah, well, I have a feeling he was playing in Cambridge not that long ago, literally a matter of weeks, I think.
So, of course, I got to know Chris through Squeeze, and we've maintained this sort of songwriting relationship on this new album. He's co-written five of the songs. He's predominantly a lyricist, which is great because, you know, it gives it another angle. It's not just me bouncing off my sort of Moon in June thing. He's got a great descriptive way about it. It's a bit melancholy lyric, whereas some of the others are more sort of optimistic or nostalgic. Dig Deep, yeah, he's coming from a serious place there, I think.
And we mentioned you're at the Corn Exchange on Sunday evening. Can you remember when and where you first played in Cambridge?
Do you know what? I can. And do you know what? It was one of the very first gigs. In fact, I think it was the first gig we did with Ace. And that would have been 1973 or 74. I can't remember the name of the venue. It was like a little student sort of hangout that we played. And
I wonder if it'd been the obvious one might have been the boat race, but I'm trying to think where else it might have been. But that was the first one, wherever it was.
We looked at the Corn Exchange and thinking that was the epitome of, you know, being made it, you know, if you got to the Corn Exchange, because a lot of the you know, good bands would be playing there. So I've played there now many times over the years with different bands. I'm enjoying, I really do enjoy being my own boss now and having my own band, and looking forward to coming back.
That's great. We look forward to seeing you. Thanks very much, Paul.
No, you're very welcome. Thank you. Thanks for your time.
Paul Carrick, who is at the Corn Exchange on Sunday, so he has made it.
He sounds lovely.
Very nice guy. I enjoyed our little chat there. And afterwards, Paul Cristoforo, who'd been in doing some stuff, and I said to him, where would it have been? He thinks it might have actually been the Ruskin or the ARU.
Mm-hmm.
That time doing quite a few gigs.
Right.
And that was, he said it described it as a student hangout. If anybody was at that gig or was aware of it, so 1973, 74, said Paul, Ace would have been his band at the time. Be interested to find out maybe where that location actually was. This is Paul's new single. He may be performing this on Sunday, I suspect. It's Dig Deep, and it's on Cambridge 105 Radio.
When you're up against the rails, when there's no wind in your sails, you've got to balance on the scales.